Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Something's happening to me.
My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Blanchard, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Ken Blanchard, someone that whose career I've admired. He's been my hero on a number of levels. But Ken, when I heard about what you did with your first book, how you got it launched, it really gave me a lot more courage to take my own book to the marketplace by myself, and which was what we've continued to do. So you've meant a lot to me, not only in what you've written, but in how you've conducted yourself, and I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate it. It's been a fun go over the years, that's for sure.
So I want you to talk some more about servant leadership, because this is one, in my opinion, this was the breakthrough part of your book. Don't you think, the servant leadership part?
Yes, I think you're talking about people making sure that they're the CEO. Is that the leadership part of servant leadership is, first of all, set up a compelling vision, which tells you what business you're in. At Southwest Airlines, they say we're in the customer service business. We happen to fly airplanes. What's your picture of the future if you do a great job at Southwest? They say, we will democratize the airways. Every American will be able to be with a friend and a relative in a happy time and a sad time,
mm-hmm.
whether alone. And then what are the values that are going to guide your journey? Southwest, their safety, because the business in. Then they have three values they want everybody engaged in. One is warrior spirit, which is, if you're going to do a job, do it. That's why they can turn a plane around faster than anybody else. A second is the servant's heart. I've never seen any other company with that. And they hire for character, and they'll train for skills. They're not going to put a pilot up who can't fly, or they're not going to mm-hmm. put a pilot up who thinks he's a big deal. And then finally, the last is a fun-loving attitude, which is Herb Keller is the fun, so that's really clear. Then you can set goals and initiatives and all that. And that's the responsibility of the hierarchy. If people don't know what business you're in, what you're trying to accomplish, your values, and what your goals and all are, then it's your problem. So 1 minute goal setting operationally is your responsibility. Everybody in your organization have clear, observable, measurable goals. Now, once that's done, now you turn the traditional pyramid upside down, and now you get to the servant part of servant leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the praisings and the redirection is, because now you're working for them.
Well, before you can do that, and to me, Ken, I just think that you have to affirm their ownership of their job.
Yeah,
you got to let them know and believe that, and to say to them, "This is your job. You own this. And if you need my help at that moment, I work for you."
That's right. That's so important. You own it. And the big thing that you want when it comes to accomplishing goals and all is, how can I help? Not how can I evaluate, judge you. That's
right.
A lot of baloney. You're there to help them win. And if they accomplish their goals, you accomplish your goals, and the organization accomplishes its goals, you got a triple bottom line right there.
One of the things you said also was one of the last parts of the components of servant leadership. You talked about the fun part, and I tell my folks around here, we take our work very seriously. We don't take ourselves very seriously.
That's for sure.
And if we can't, and I tell them, Ken, I say, if we can't have fun, let's just lock the doors. Let's just go home.
Yes, that's right. And one of the things that you'll see in the new One Minute Manager is really emphasizes his sense of humor, and particularly the ability to laugh at himself. I mean, when I wrote a book called Lead with Love with Colleen Barrett, who became president of Southwest after Herb stepped down, she has a great saying you'll love, Jim. She said, people admire your skills, but they love your vulnerability. If you're willing to admit, gee, I blew that, I'm sorry, this kind of thing. And rather than people thinking you're weak when you do that, they think you're really unbelievable. And it permits them to also admit when they've made a mistake.
And
now you're communicating in a way that everybody wins.
You know, I always say that if you don't laugh at yourself, you miss the best laughs of your life. And anybody who's ever had teenagers has learned how to laugh at themselves, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. If you don't, you're in big trouble.
Hey, Ken, I need a website. You got a website you want to tell us about?
Yes, the new oneminutemanager.com.
All right. Folks, check that out. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Ken, for all that you've done for so many over the years, including yours truly, thank you for that.
Well, good. Well, it's been great to be with you, Jim, always, and you're the best.
We'll look forward to having you back on the show. Ken, best of luck to you and your family, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right. God bless.
Ken Blanchard, ladies and gentlemen. What about that? I'm Jim Blassingame. It doesn't get any better than Ken Blanchard. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.